Good morning and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 23rd of September, and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And let's get cracking with idea one. It's to develop this. I actually spoke at a conference for Common Purpose last week on effective communication, and we explored some of the things that effective communicators do. And I just thought I'd summarise some of the key points that came out of it. Point one was that they're aware, effective communicators are aware, that recognise that communication isn't just about the words. That's only 7% of the impact. It's the tone of voice we use, 38%, and non-verbal communication, our body language, 55%. How aware are you of what your messages you're giving out when you're actually speaking to people and when you're listening to them? Idea two was to ask questions. Communicators who are effective at this stuff actually use questions to find out more, get people's opinions and ideas, clarify things, check understanding, and build rapport. And it's worth pointing out, however, that questioning is only any good if you listen. And that was the third point. Effective communicators are good listeners. And actually, most of us aren't as good at listening as we think we are. For example, think about this. Imagine a situation, you're driving a bus. At the first bus stop, four people get on. At the next bus stop, three get on. One after that, two get on, but one gets off. One after that, three get on, and two get off. What colour hair has the bus driver got? Answers at the end. Idea two is develop this, and there's news today that in the UK, and it's happening all over the world, but UK particularly, reveals that we're the first country to actually share more on mobile platforms than on desktops. And some new research by Radium 1 actually highlights that over 53% of us shared information earlier this year via mobile rather than desktops. And it's a trend that's happening more and more and more. Here's some evidence of that. But the key thing for me is, what does that mean for you and for your business? Well, first of all, are your websites, are your whole communication methods actually helping people actually suit and actually make these things work on mobile? But the other thing I get you to think a bit about is, are you listening? Are you actually working out what is being said? And more importantly, are you able to respond? And idea three is to do something about this. Ryanair have just been announced as the worst brand for customer service out of Britain's 100 biggest brands. That's according to the readers of Which. And you might not be surprised. They've developed quite a reputation for their attitude to customers, and many of us have experienced it or know someone who has. But how come they're so successful? People are still booking, they're expanding, their profits are up. Surely it goes against everything that people like me rant on about exceeding expectations and creating remarkable customer experiences. Well, I actually think that what Michael O'Leary and his Ryanair team do very well is they do exceed their customer expectations, which is what customer delight is all about. How do they do it? Well, they actually lower their customer expectations so much that it's easy to exceed them. If you actually think about it, you pay your money, okay, plus admin fees, credit card charges, but it's still cheap. And if they deliver you to the city where they said they were going to, or within 50 miles of it, within the time frame that they've stated, and I'm sure sometimes they add a little bit of time just to manage your expectations, you didn't get a verbal mugging from your staff you've heard so much about, and your bags are there all in one place, then you're delighted. Now, I'm not suggesting that is something that all of us should be doing, but it's this whole idea of managing expectations and actually then exceeding them. Interestingly, at their AGM, they've actually said they're going to try and stop doing this stuff and actually start maybe being more customer-friendly. I can't help thinking they've actually just raised customers' expectations, which could actually be a problem. And just to let you know, the colour of the hair of the driver was yours. I actually said, imagine a situation, you're driving a bus. Have a great week. Bye.